Oh, Ben Fisher, how are things in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment this week because there's been a lot of anticipation with the UNM cancer team coming to Silver City and checking things out. And I take it that they came to visit this week.
That's correct. Folks from the University of New Mexico Comprehensive Cancer Center arrived late last week at the Gila Regional Cancer Center, where they're going to take over management. They began seeing patients, and they're beginning to assess the patients and what their care is going to look like moving forward. Now, radiology and chemotherapy haven't restarted yet in the 3 month interim since New Mexico Cancer Center's contract terminated, but the plans are moving ahead with that. They're looking at later this year for the radiology. That takes the equipment itself takes a lot of state checks and balances before it can be certified. So they're still waiting on that. But
Ben,
Dr. Cheryl,
in talking to them, do they have a vision as to what they're going to do to make up for some serious lost ground that's been missed in the last couple months?
they have, yes. UNM Cancer CEO Dr. Cheryl Willman was in town, and she recognized that this months-long gap in services has been really painful for patients. But she says that she hopes and she believes that eventually it'll be a better service than we've had in the past. They are expanding a number of doctors here in the interim in the next few months while they look nationally for an oncologist to actually live in the community down here and be at the cancer center every day, which will be a first for the Gila Regional Cancer Center.
Okay, well, that's definitely good news that things are shaping up at the new UNM Cancer Center. Let's talk about something that's been missing in the community for the last 4 years, and that's a hospital ambulance service.
That's correct. The community of Membras and San Lorenzo, these small communities out in the Membras Valley, have gone 4 years without an ambulance service there in the community. Since that is about 30 minutes away from the hospital here in Silver City, any emergency out there was a really big cause for concern because it would take that long for an ambulance to get there. And one of the problems was the EMTs that used to operate that station moved away from the area. Just this week, though, they were replaced by a family who lives and works there in Members Valley. The Coffee family, or members of it, Bethany and Elizabeth Coffee, have gotten certified as EMTs, and they're going to take over already. And it will offer service from everywhere from the Gila cliff dwellings up in the Gila National Forest down through San Lorenzo.
Well, that is definitely good news. Just briefly, Ben, what are some things to do in the Silver City area now that fall is upon us?
Well, this weekend we're looking at a lot of Halloween plans. Most of the restaurants and bars in town will be offering fun Halloween parties for the adults and the traditional trick-or-treating and everything for the kids as well. So everyone's feeling very festive.
Okay, Ben, we'll talk next week, sir.
All right. Thank you.